Hi, Bob.
Hey.
We can kick things off with Matt.
Hi, Bob. Olson's obviously been off to a great start here, but to see him and Chapman go back-to-back in the first inning, that just an encouraging sign for
him. I didn't get the last part.
But just to see him and Chapman go back-to-back in the first inning, is that an encouraging sign for this point?
Yeah, you know, I think just, you know, for guys like that, you're just trying to get them ready for the season. But I think after last year and when Ole makes a little bit of a mechanical change and sees results right away, that's a good thing. And Chappie, we're looking for health and driving the ball and, you know, getting off the ball defensively, which we've seen. So, yeah, good for both.
Jake Deacon said that before the game they were using the virtual reality tool for a little bit of preparation. Is that something that you guys have adopted or are trying out, or where is that new?
Trying out, brand new, yeah. Some of the other teams are using it extensively, so just trying to keep up technology-wise.
Where do you stand on that? Diekman was saying that it seems like from a pitcher's standpoint, it really gives the hitter a kind of an edge, and there's nothing really, aside from normal analytics that are already there, that a pitcher has to kind of counter it. But where do you stand on that?
Yeah, no, I would agree. But anything that benefits our hitters, and if other teams are using it to advantage, then we should as well.
Martin?
Hey, Bob, it seemed like another pretty good outing for Grant Holmes after his first one. What did you see from him just second time out?
Yeah, just seemed a little bit looser out there. Maybe got squeezed on a couple pitches early that looked like they might have been strikes, you know, down in the zone. But looked, you know, sometimes you can have nerves your first time out. And second time, you know, after a good outing the first time, looked good again. So just that much more comfortable. Fastball at the bottom of the zone. He can pitch it at the top of the zone and has a good breaking ball. So, yeah, he's got to feel good about what he's accomplished so far.
Matt?
A couple of years ago, I think Chapman, he hit a lot in the second spot, and it seemed like Olson was hitting behind him more often. So far this spring, Chapman's been behind Olson. Is that something that you're looking at, maybe doing a little bit more this year, or is that just kind of how it's worked out so far the first week?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, the two hole hasn't really been decided on yet. Neither is one. I do like Olson and Chapman 3-4, and it could happen, you know, in reverse. It depends a lot on where Moreland's hitting and whether or not we're trying to, you know, maybe stay away from the three batter minimum type thing with the lefty. But I'm comfortable with both those guys in either spot. Anywhere 2-3-4, I'm comfortable with both of them.
Shayna?
What intrigues you most about having Mark Cannon leadoff spot?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at the on base and, you know, you want to get your guys that get on base the most up early in the game. And on top of that, he's got some power. You know, he'll take a walk. If you throw it over the plate, he can do some damage too. So it's just getting him comfortable with the spot and kind of embracing it. He can take a deep dive into numbers, which he's been known to do. He's a pretty smart guy. So we'll see where it goes. We got a lot of spring left, but we certainly have some candidates, and he's one of them.
Matt?
How did Trevino's inning look to you?
Good. You know, I thought his breaking ball was really good today. You know, in the past, you've seen maybe more fastball cutter, whereas curveball, they got a couple of swings and misses and a strikeout called strikeout with. So, you know, just trying to find ways to get better. And after maybe missing, you know, walking the first guy, seemed like he recovered pretty well.
Did Lowry come out of the base running okay today?
Yeah, he did. So we'll make the determination tomorrow, but my best guess is he will be playing on Tuesday.
And last thing is Rosenthal down to throw tomorrow?
You know what? I haven't looked. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.